He clinched first place in his division about 20 years ago, and he has never looked back. Bob McCowan, Primetime Sports. It's on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Somebody's been sitting in my chair.
Shannon.
And eating my porridge.
Shannon.
Chair feels like it's wrecked. Like it's on the bias.
John Shannon came in here, 3 o'clock hour.
Why did you let him sit here? Why didn't you sit over there?
I told him.
Why didn't you sit in the corner?
I'm like, John, don't sit there. Bob is laying.
Wait a second. We got 5 mics. We only have 4 chairs. Where's the other chair? Somebody in there steal it?
I don't know.
Who in there's got our chair? Somebody? Look around.
One day when it gets really busy in here, someone's going to stand. There's not enough chairs.
Walsh, take the chair? You don't know that, though, do you? You're just trying to throw him under the bus.
Just guessing.
Here's Sid Sixero, co-host of Tim or Sid. And yesterday it was Tim and Sid. Or no, today it was Tim and Sid. Yesterday was Tim. Day before was Tim. Day before that was Tim. Day before that was Tim. Now Sid's back. Tim will get you down with something tomorrow.
These things happen, Bob.
You guys just give things to each other.
That might be how it's working, yeah.
You got to stop that, you know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That thing you do.
Well,
to quote Tom Hanks.
Hey, don't be too snippy on it. I might be on the verge of giving you the rest of the week off here.
No. Okay. What did you have?
To add to your 8 weeks vacation.
You look 9.
Sorry, 9 weeks vacation. I had the flu. I was run down pretty bad.
Well, how do you only have... Stop banging your pen.
Sorry.
How do you have the flu and only have it for 2 days?
My immune system recovers at a rate that is quicker than most humans.
It wasn't the flu then.
No, it was the flu. Believe me.
It was I want to watch a hockey game or something that's on at 1 o'clock. Nothing's on at 1
Bob,
o'clock.
Bob, I have no life. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Travel?
Yeah, he loves soccer, right? Was there soccer on yesterday? Tell the truth.
Not really.
No, tell the truth?
No.
Yes?
No, there was no soccer on.
Sure there was.
There was a USA-Panama game on at 10, but it...
Oh, did you see that?
Well, at PM.
Did you see it?
I PVR'd it.
Did you see it?
Sportsnet 1. Soccer coverage continues.
There was something on Sportsnet World.
Yeah, well, there's always something on Sportsnet World. It's a little cricket, too.
I've never watched the channel. Not for a second.
You have never watched Sportsnet World?
Don't know where it is.
It's taken over, baby.
Don't know where it is on the dial.
You can name me every sports channel. I can tell you where it is on HD, Rogers Digital.
Put it on now for me. Well, you got the remote there. Do you know where it is?
What do I get to find? I know exactly where this is.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter. I don't know where it is. I've never watched it. Let's see what's on.
569, Soccer Central.
569.
I don't know. They have a board up. Mexico
Soccer Central, this is a show that's on the other Sportsnet channels.
Well, they run this all over the regions and other networks.
So this is like Phil.
No, it's a quality show.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it replaces us sometimes, too.
It's a really good show.
Is it better than this show? Careful. Careful.
Around you, I'm going to say no.
If I'm not here?
If you're not here, it's a lot better. Yeah. They do a good job. I've hosted the show a couple
times.
Who
are they?
James Sharman, Brendan Dunlop, a producer extraordinaire, John Coleman, James Sharman and Brendan. It's like the score took over. There's Sharman and there's Dunlop. And there's...
Which one's Dunlop?
Dunlop's the douchey-looking guy on the left.
That's yeah, he him. Is. Nice haircut. Where'd he get the bowl from? Did he have to bring his own bowl when he got the haircut?
He's in control of his own style. He knows what he's doing.
Who's this guy?
Who's this geezer? Ronigan. Works for TFC. He's a funny dude.
With a bow tie. Nothing matches there.
I can't talk about style. You're not going to get me commenting on other people's style.
Good point.
I can barely put my pants on in the morning.
So why are you here? What are you here to talk about? What do you know that I don't know?
I was asked to be in for this segment in order to talk about the goings-on in the world of sports. Okay, I'm going to throw some things at you. Tell me, did you watch it?
Well, wait a second. I can answer this question before you give me the list. No. How many questions? How many things?
Five.
No, no.
Oh, no. They're not all sports related. They're not all sports related.
Same answer.
Game three NBA Finals.
No.
Jays White Sox.
Yes.
Ah! Bam! A rerun of The Newsroom on HBO.
I've seen them all about 10 times, so I don't need to.
The White Wedding episode of Game of Thrones.
Don't watch Game of Thrones.
Your Rush documentary soon to be released.
I haven't seen it, but I've seen the Rush.
Okay, so I got a little bit.
I saw the trailer. You haven't even seen the new trailer.
No, I haven't.
So I can't talk about this, but I'm going to do it anyway.
But you're going to do it anyway.
So one of the guys at Fidu, the series is done. We shot it in, December, early December, I think, in Houston or Dallas, one of those places, some Texas place. And then they brought it back and they've been editing. So it's now finished. So part of the process is you produce a trailer, which for those people, you know what a trailer is. You go to the movies, it's like a minute and a half or so. It kind of previews.
We are versed in what trailers are, correct?
Yeah, but the audience, not everybody in the audience may not.
Do you think a lot of people in the audience don't know what a movie trailer is? I pray to God that's not the case.
I don't know. Okay. But now they do.
For the three people that don't know what
now
a trailer
is.
Now they know.
So, apparently, we weren't supposed to put the trailer up on the site.
Uh-oh.
It can go on Vimeo, which is, if you have a password, so that people that we need to see it can see it. But it's not supposed to go to the general public. Well, somebody kind of messed up a bit and just put it up there. I think it went on the Fidu site.
Gasp. A leak.
Yeah. And then it sort of started to go viral because apparently Rush fans, if one of them finds something about Rush, they tell everybody
else. They're like lemmings.
So the first word I got was that we had 11,000 views in the first 24 hours. That has now been revised. It was 80,000.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers.
Yeah, they are.
Where in Houston do they play again? Toyota Center or Minuteman?
No, I don't know. Big arena.
Toyota Center, maybe.
Was it Houston? I don't know if it's Houston or Dallas. I always get confused. I don't even know. I didn't go, obviously.
Yeah.
Or I would have remembered. Probably.
Okay, so hold on here. So a leak in your trusted inner circle. There has been a breach of trust.
No, it was a mistake. It was instead of being put up with a password, it was put up without a password. So it was accessible to anybody who got in there. And then it was just when all these hits started happening, people started realizing, uh-oh. And then it was taken down. So you can't see it anymore.
See,
I'm against that. I would like to put it up on the Fidu site and let people look at it. And eventually you'll be able to. But right now the band is all having a hissy fit. Getty and the boys are having a little hissy fit about the fact that the trailer was up there.
So, Your Honor, I think I'd like to present some evidence that would suggest the story is completely going in another direction.
Meaning?
You know full well the rabid support that Rush have not only across Canada, obviously, but globally.
Oh, I knew that, but I didn't know this would go happen.
Well, in the world of interwebs,
yeah, well,
a leak can cause a buzz that just starts rolling and rolling.
I know, and I know that now, but I didn't know that before. So now I'll be extra careful.
So what if you purposely, by accident,
put it up?
You got 80,000 hits in 8 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not that smart.
This is not a bad thing.
No, I didn't actually do it. Somebody from the office did it.
If
I'd thought of it.
Good idea.
I for sure I would have done it.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Houston Toyota Center. That's
Toyota
where,
Center. There
that's
you
where
go.
It was. How do you know Toyota Center?
George St. Pierre won the UFC welterweight title at the Toyota Center against Matt Hughes way back in the day.
Very good.
Oh, actually, you know what? No. That's where he lost it against Matt Serra. Sorry. That's a nightmare place for George, but I still remember it. And the Rockets play there. Houston Rockets play Toyota Center.
Okay. Well, that's where Rush was.
Nice. It is a big arena. It's very nice.
They packed it.
Nice.
The video is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. There's like nine, I think there's 19 cameras. There's cameras on the Pertz symbol. There's boom cameras. There's electronic cameras mounted on cables. Or the camera zzz, from the back.
Sorry,
of the arena
there's
to the
a
front.
There's a camera on Neil Peart's like hi-hat or like one of his other cymbals.
I don't know which one. but I know it's on the symbol and it's facing him. So you kind of looking through the symbols at him while he's banging away. Oh, it's very cool. I mean, in the pilot, you get to see many of the camera angles. And I mean, it's one of the interesting things because first time you watch the video, you say, oh, well, that's pretty interesting. That's pretty cool. And it's different excerpts of the different songs and stuff. And they and this tour, of course, they did with an orchestra. First time ever.
There's nothing better than a rock band and a live orchestra in the vicinity.
Right behind them.
It's perfect.
First time ever. So you're watching and there's all this stuff going on. And then the second time you watch it, you start saying, well, look at all these different camera angles. I mean, it's this camera, that one, then it's over here, then it's there. So it's very cool. So I'm guessing HBO in the fall.
Oh.
I think that's...
Like HBO proper or HBO Canada?
Both.
Well played, Mr. McCown. Well
played. It's not me. It's them. It's the band.
Look how Game of Thrones. This thing's going to destroy it.
It's great. And then at some point, you know, somebody else will carry it if you don't get HBO.
If you're... Bob, if you're a production company, if you could do a concert documentary on any living or non-living artist, who would it be?
Well, we have one coming up that we can't announce yet that will blow people away.
I understand you can talk about it, but do tell.
No, I can't.
Come on.
I can't because the deal's not done. The deal might be done by the end of this month. There's a meeting at the end of this month. The artist in question has agreed to, wants to do this, and has agreed to a meeting.
Are we talking Rush legendary levels?
Different, but...
Not far?
It kind of apples and oranges, but...
I hear.
You know, like the best team in the American League versus the best team in the National League. Like, best hockey team versus best basketball team, which of them is better? Hard to say. But no, this is a serious, serious star guy. Serious star guy.
Can't tell me about it.
Can't, not on air. Because it's not done.
I hear. Oh, off air? Will you tell me off air?
Well, yeah.
I won't tell, I swear.
No, I know you won't.
Nice. He's going to tell me.
Because otherwise, I will strangle you.
Yep.
The flu will feel like a vacation.
It'll feel like the flu, but just I can't breathe through my throat. Because both your hands are around. Are you going to watch game one tonight? Stanley Cup Finals?
Well, sure. Because the baseball game got canceled.
Have you heard what's rolling through? McAuliffe just, he always rips me because I know this thing about the weather.
It was a big-ass storm with Titleist size hailstorms.
Or Nike ball, also acceptable.
Yeah. and rain and wind. And maybe snow.
It's going to be serious.
And maybe tornadoes.
Maybe tornado.
And maybe cars.
It's going to rain cars.
No, but if the tornadoes get in there, then the cars will get lifted.
The cars will get lifted, correct.
Cars will get thrown around.
Correct.
That's not good.
That's, boy, there's some strange things in that.
But most of it's going to be south of us, I think, on Thursday, tomorrow. We might get a little bit of it, but most of it's going to stay south of us. And then Friday, Saturday is supposed to be nice.
Yeah. Sunday's going to be a little
iffy. So there's a whole weather. We did the weather.
If we give traffic, then we're 680. Well, traffic and weather on the ones.
Blue Jays made a nice comeback last night.
Saw that. Who honestly?
Pulled one out of the fire.
Who really thought that was going to happen in the ninth? Two strikes, two outs.
Yeah, he's one pitch away. Pitch. Everybody, the whole place is doing what they do. He's standing up, applauding.
Jays have been read their last rites.
Yeah.
Even the staunchest Jays supporter
would be lying to themselves. Remote in my hand.
Oh, yeah.
With my fingers on the buzzer. The next, that's it. I'm going to go somewhere else. We'll see what else is on. Oh, gone. Now we got to stay and watch the 10th inning.
Were you just going to flip, or did you have a plan where you were going?
Didn't know where I was going.
Didn't know where I was going. Jose's hitting angry, it looks like.
He didn't quite get that one, though.
No, he got enough
of it.
He got enough of it.
He yanked it enough.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He got sort of underneath it, a little underneath it, because I watched the replay in slow-mo.
You were critiquing the swing.
Well, I didn't think he got it all. And I thought, and I was surprised when he swung. I thought, it's a fly ball left field. But it went out. And so I went back and I did the frame by frame on it. And I thought, aha, look.
You went all CSI on that home run?
I did.
Well, regardless, it was
Japanese technology. It's fantastic.
It was damn clutch. It was good to see. It's something to smile about. It's been a disaster. They're the only team in the division not 500. It's a disaster. That's something good.
Yeah, I don't think it's enough. Too little, too late.
I agree with you.
Do we have to delay? Is Lego around? Has he made a show? Has he appeared yet? I'll probably do it on the phone. Oh, really? He's coming here, but we're going to do it on the phone. Doesn't this seem a little ridiculous? I know we have to break on time. We're going to do that. Yeah, we do that, and then it gives Lego more time to get here. We can see what he's wearing. Can't be as nice as us, can it?
I'm so good, I want to date myself.
I know, you do.
Kidding me?
Hard to be humble when you're as great as you are.
Tell me about it.
That's the co-host of Tim or Sid, which can be heard some days during the week, middle of the afternoon sometime, somewhere, and it airs on one of those Sportsnet channels. Sportsnet, I don't know, Guam.
Soon to be 360. The Rotate.
Yeah, do you like that name?
360. It's good.
Really?
Whatever Rodgers wants to do.
What the hell does it mean?
I think it means everything's 360. Tim and I started on the score.
That is the worst.
I have no idea
ever.
What it means. I thought
exactly my point.
I don't know. I don't know.
There were much better names.
See, you would be privy to that. I just pick up my lunch at noon and then go home.
Well, I didn't get a vote, but I always thought Sportsnet Bob was a very nice name.
Fadoo score. just put your production company on.
Well, got to name it something.
It's true.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Stay away from me. It's prime time on the Fan and Sportsnet.
Brady and Lang in the morning. Tomorrow morning, 5:30 to 9. Now, more of Bob McCowan and primetime sports on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Segment number two, hour number one. Take one. 24 minutes past the hour. Primetime continues on the Fan and Sportsnet. Later, Ian Leggett, who apparently is in the building, he's changing his pants. What did he do to his pants? Did he do something to his pants or in his pants? Oh, he had a hole in one. Nice. That's a golf reference. Rob Becker, our legal analyst, Jack Hartigan, says Finn goalie training. Does he only train Finnish goalies? Really? Really? Like if you're not a Finn, you can't go? Is that true? Well, I know he does it in Finland, but if you're not Finnish, can you go? Like what if you're a Swede? Czech. Kazakhstanian. Canadian. American. Mexican. Australian. Can't go. Only Finns. Why are we interested? Glenn Healy of Hockey Night in Canada, Jeff Hunt, the president of the Ottawa Red Blacks. I don't know. I'm not warming up to it yet. Going to take a little time. It's a good thing they're not going to play till next year. And then Kerry Kaplan is the president of Cosmos Sports Inc. Is a Canadian Basketball League a viable one? Wow, good question. Before we do any of that, from the pages of the Toronto Sun, here's Mike Zeisberger. Hello, Z.
How you doing?
Is it okay if I call you Z, or should I call you Zed? Does anybody call you Zed? Hey, Zed?
Since when have you needed permission to call anybody anything?
I don't need any permission. I'm just trying to be polite.
I'm not used to the polite McCowan.
Well, don't get used to it. It won't last.
Well, you just suggested that Mr. Leggett might have done something in his pants, so...
Well, he has to change them. What other reason is there?
Well, you're a golfer. You know you can't wear street pants out on the course and vice versa.
Well, he's going to be behind the desk. It doesn't matter. I mean, you should see what McLean comes in here with a jacket, tie, shirt, and his underwear. Socks and dress shoes. And sits behind the desk.
No, there's...
You know.
Did you really have to paint that picture for me right before
No, it's
dinner?
TV, man. You know, I mean, anchors have been doing it for years. You know, if it's hot in the studio, you just take your pants off and you sit there in your gotchies. I did it once or twice on Sportsline, on Global.
Now, you realize, of course, that that show which you you did so well with, I brought it to its knees because I was on that. I was doing some bits on that show, and then I wondered during the summer why they weren't calling me. And when I emailed the guy and said, "How come you haven't been in touch with me?" They said, "Because the show doesn't exist anymore."
Oh, you killed it, Z.
I know.
You killed the show.
Yeah. Patty reminds me every time.
See, one of the best shows ever on TSN, maybe the best show ever on TSN.
You allowed to say those three letters?
Yeah, but I, see, because it's going to refer to me ultimately.
Okay.
So, otherwise I wouldn't, was The Sports Page.
Yes.
You remember it, right?
Yep.
And it was John Wells was the host. And
Marston, right?
Well, there were a variety of people. There were a chain of people. Waters was on it. Mars Bars was on it. Beeston was on it.
Yep.
The late Jack Armstrong was on it. And I was on it. And so the show was having this long and successful run. Was on Sunday mornings, I think. And Mars Bars, Waters, and I had kind of moved in. We were the regulars at this point. And the Montreal, whatever they were called, some soccer team, were playing a game, played a game the day before, and they drew 40,000. And so Wells asked me to explain how they could draw 40,000 for a soccer game in Montreal. And I said, well, it's a little known fact that it was Rolls-Royce night, and everybody who bought a ticket got a free car. That's the only way they could sell 40,000 tickets in Montreal to a soccer game. And this created a great furor amongst our friends in La Belle Province to the point where the French, remember the show The Journal on CBC?
Yep.
Well, they had a French language equivalent, and the name escapes me. But they call us and they want to interview us. And I mean, they railroaded us into this interview where as soon as we got on, they attacked us. Like, the first question is, how can you say something like that considering the tension between French and English in the country? And I looked at the guy and I said, are you on crack? I said, it's a sporting reference. It's a joke. And this guy wouldn't let up. Like we were public enemy number one in Quebec. And this thing got so bad that TSN, under pressure, political pressure, canceled the show. Canceled the show. So you killed Sportsline, and I killed that show.
So, well, it's nice to know I have a common thread with you.
It's very, I feel comforted now to know that you caused the demise of Sportsline, which I started.
Yes.
But it took 25 years, didn't it? They weren't around for like 25 years, I think.
Yeah, there was, you know, when that show first started, I mean, it would there wasn't really anything like that of its kind on.
No question. It was a trailblazer.
At that time of night.
There was nothing like it, no. No, and it really spawned, to a great extent, this network and TSN. TSN
now, you
first.
You didn't happen to make a joke on that show that, like, spawned the FLQ crisis or anything like that, did you?
Which one, on Sportsline?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But anything's possible, as you know.
Do they allow you in Quebec again?
Yeah, but I don't tell them who's coming.
Okay.
Like, fortunately, you don't have to give your papers at the border yet.
Yet.
Like, yeah.
You better not say that.
That day might come. You know, you and I might see that day, but it ain't here yet.
That comment from you might bring this show to its knees.
Yeah, this one's got another few months left in it. So we're supposed to talk about the playoffs. And the Stanley Cup Final, actually, more specifically. Here's my problem. I don't know what to ask you. I'm completely stumped. I'm interested. I'm fascinated. I acknowledge these are two great NHL cities, two original six towns. I mean, everybody's heard all this nonsense already.
Yep.
They are two quality hockey teams, different styles, and yet exceptional, both of them. Two great hockey towns. An absent a New York team, well, absent the New York Rangers, the best probable matchup you could dream of if you're Gary Bettman.
Yep.
And yet, I have no idea who's going to win, and I don't know how the series is going to be played. I don't know how they're going to referee it. But all of this is going to come into play. If the referees keep their whistles in their pockets like they have, then I like the Bruins. If they actually start calling some penalties, then I love Chicago. What do you make of that?
I would tend to agree, except, the Hawks. The Los Angeles Kings are kind of a gritty team, like the Bruins are. So the Hawks had to play a little more.
Point of difference, though.
That Wait. Style.
Z, point yep. of difference. The Bruins actually can't score a goal or two.
Well, yes. That is a point of difference. And now the reason that I think if they start calling penalties that the Hawks may have an advantage is that the Bruins, for the life of them, cannot score a power play goal. But then again, the year that they won the Cup 2 years ago, they didn't score a power play goal in the entire first round.
Well,
and ended up winning the Cup. You know what, Bob? I think the Bruins can adapt, though. If the referees, I think Julian, he knows how to push the envelope. He knows how to get his team into the gray area that if they see the referees and put their whistles away, then you know what? He's going to tell a couple of his guys, whether it be Lucic, whether it be Marchand, you know what? If they're giving it to you, then take it. If it comes the other way and it's costing his team, let's not forget that Lucic was a healthy scratch at the end of the season. So I do think that this Bruins team is skilled enough that they're capable of adapting if the penalties start getting called, yeah. that they can stay with Chicago. And the one thing I like about the Bruins, Bob, is that they may be the deepest team in the league in that he'll have a one-goal lead in the final 2 minutes and throw out the fourth line, and they play well. And that's not something that you can really say about a lot of other teams
so,
in this league.
I got a minute here. So you believe it's the Bruins?
I think it's the Bruins in six or seven, but I could be very wrong. I'm as intrigued as you are, Bob. It's been a long time since I've been, as intrigued going into a final as I am this year, where anything could happen, including the way it's called.
Well, and I think it's Chicago, but you could change my mind right this second, sitting right here.
Okay,
I can't mount an argument. For my pick, and I can't pick apart your suggestion. This is why Boston will win. I think it's possible. I have no. In other words, I don't have a feel for this at all.
I know you got to go, but this is what kind of got me off the fence. Okay? I would have never ever thought that a team with Crosby, Malkin, Kunitz, James Neal, Jerome McGinley, Ginla, Dupuis,
well,
we can go down the list, could be held to two goals in four games by anybody.
Yeah. Well, defensively, they obviously played well. They got great goaltending, too.
And there's that 6'9" guy, too.
Well, he's pretty good. Well, we'll see. I don't think anybody's really going out on a limb. Everybody I've heard with a prediction has sort of, had a, yeah, but if this happens, it could go the other way.
The only way to go out on a limb is pick one team to sweep.
Wow, it's almost impossible to think that'll happen. But, hey, Stanley Cup final. You never know.
I'm just hoping the next time I'm allowed to come on, I haven't killed this show, too.
Well, that assumes you're going to be allowed to come on the next time.
Well, I may have killed this segment.
Steady.
So. Thanks a lot.
See ya. There is Zed. That's his new name. I'm just going to use the Canadian colloquialism. Well, the letter is not Z here. It's Zed. We should not be calling him Z. It's Mike Zeisberger, the Toronto Sun. We'll see if Ian Leggett's found a new pair of pants or not. When primetime continues, Lego on the U.S. Open, which starts tomorrow morning. Maybe. This is primetime on The Fan and Sportsnet.
It's Brady and Lang in the morning. Tomorrow morning, 5:30 to 9. Now, more of Bob McCowan and primetime sports on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. We'll be right back.
So everybody wants to know what happened to your pants.
My pants?
Well, they told me you were downstairs changing your pants.
I was.
Did you make a mess?
I was putting a little suit on for you.
I thought you made a mess in your pants.
I was driving in, and I heard how nice you were dressed today. I thought I'd better run downstairs to wardrobe and get cleaned up a little bit.
You didn't think that at all. You're doing
I heard you.
You're doing some TV hit downstairs.
Well, it's a combination.
Yeah. That's not.
I put the best suit on for you. Yeah.
Really?
Not bad, huh?
Yeah. What do you think? What time does it have to be back?
Oh, it's a rental. Don't you worry about that.
I knew that. It'll be nice when you get it altered.
In fact,
too.
You might see it on, baseball a little later when Jamie Campbell's wearing
it. So it's one of the
cutbacks around here.
Hanging in the closet suits.
Yeah, that's right.
Grab cutbacks yourself a suit.
Around. We're all sharing the same one.
So I don't think we're going to have a first round of the U.S. Open tomorrow. Doesn't look like it.
Doesn't look good. It doesn't look good for the golf course either.
No. Well, the golf course is wet anyway. They had rain Monday, Tuesday. Well, early in the week. They've had a lot of rain the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a low spot at 11 that gets flooded under the best of circumstances.
Yeah.
Now, they're talking about Titleist Pro V1 size hail.
Yeah.
Strong winds and a crap load of water. They ain't playing tomorrow. It doesn't look to me.
Well, so you never know. You never know.
I suppose you never know. But, they're not going to get a full round in. But there's a real chance that this golf course could be a mess.
Yeah, and it's, USGA's always, when you get the USGA and R&A involved, they're really trying to push the line on whether they play the ball up or down. And, if this was a PGA Tour event going in, you could guarantee they'd be playing lift, clean, and place. Tomorrow,
absolutely, 100%.
Right? So, and really liked
USGA
that
USGA hates that.
Yeah, they hate it. They hate it. They'd like to, they do kind of keep the rules the way they're supposed to be.
Has there ever been a U.S. Open where they allowed them to put ball in hand? Can you ever remember one?
Well, I played the Brule one with Sergio and the re-gripping, and we should not have been out there at Bethpage in 2002, I think it was. There's no way we should have been on the golf course. And we finished, and we played, and they were squeeging greens in between groups.
You didn't lift it.
We did not lift clean in place. We played the ball down, and there were a few squirrely shots hit out there just because, you get some mud on your ball, and you got no control when that happens. And there's no skill involved in that. And I think when you're going to take about the skill, and it takes the skill out of the game when you're worried about which way the ball's going to fly.
So is there any medium position that they could take? Can you say lift clean in place only on certain holes?
Yeah, I've seen that done before.
Have you?
Yeah, on the PGA Tour, I've never seen that done before.
That.
Yeah, they've done that before, and just like you said, in low lying areas, or maybe there's been some flooding and whatnot.
Well,
they
it's
have
like you know,
it.
You can have GUR certain places, ground under repair, at certain places on the golf course, but I've never seen them actually, allow you to put ball in hand only on certain holes.
Yeah. Weirzy, actually, one year we were playing it. They played. This is where the problem really lies, and you can bet that this will happen. If they play lift clean in place on Thursday and they actually go back to playing the ball up, somebody will continue to do it the next day. They'll just forget.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Stick a tee in the ground.
Penalty, right?
Pick it up. Two-stroke penalty.
Yeah.
Weirzy actually did it for two holes once and realized he did it the wrong thing. Ended up with a little handful of penalty shots. So.
Oh, no. Really? Because you get one, you get two for every time you did it?
Yeah. Yeah, so
oh my goodness!
That was that didn't make the little fella happy. So
he got in this year, huh?
He did, which is good. We got a nice field, five Canadians in the field, which is good. It's big, and it's for what at least two, if not three, of those guys. This is a trip to Disneyland.
So wouldn't you say that if this was Mike Weir of 10 years ago?
Yeah,
he's a favorite on this golf course.
I would think so. The way he used to drive the ball, 10 years ago, he was a favorite every time he teed it up. He won on so many different golf courses.
Great wedge player.
Yeah.
And drives the ball straight.
Yeah.
Doesn't hit it that far. Drives it straight.
Yeah.
Don't have to hit it far here.
And you got to manage your game well. And the thing that's going to change this golf course is what the USGA always does is they try to find even par. It didn't matter whether you were playing at, Medina, or you're playing at Oakmont, or wherever you're playing at Don Valley. They try to find a way to get even par, and the biggest way that they do it is by firmness of the greens and to make the greens as hard as they possibly can, and that is not going to be an option this week.
Well, the only way this course plays to even par, I think, is if they put the pins in tree knots.
Yeah. Well, they're going to do that anyway. But
no,
you know
no,
what?
I
you
mean literally a, stick it in yeah. a tree sideways.
That's here. Right. Yeah.
Aim at that. Yeah. Knock it in there.
Yeah.
Anywhere on the green,
yeah,
guys are going to make pretty. Well, they're going to put them, they're going to stick them all at the back because that'll punish guys. If you put the pins right at the back of the greens, guys off wet fairways are going to have a hard time not spinning it.
Yeah.
Right? And so if you put the pin at the back, where do they land the ball? You can't go past the hole and spin it back. There's no room there. So they get it as close to the hole they can, spin it back, and they're all going to have 20, 30 footers uphill.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get it, you know, with the difference, though, you're at a U.S. Open golf course. You're not probably getting a whole lot of wedges out there. You know, the golf course, this is one of the shortest venues they've ever played.
Under 7,000. A lot of short fours.
Yeah. They got some short ones. Guys are just going to lay back. When that comes, it's about managing your game and just being able to leave yourself, you know, half shots and you know, longer clubs in there so that you're not creating all that spin going in there. But it doesn't matter. These guys are the best players in the world. You give them soft greens. And you just look at what happened a few years ago when we had the Canadian Open at St. George's. You know, the first day, what, 3 under par or something like that was the best score. It rained. And all of a sudden the next day, you know, Carl Pedersen goes out and shoots 60 or 61.
Yeah, I know.
And then 20 under par wins the golf tournament.
No, I know. If it gets soft, you're dead.
And if it, that's just the golf course doesn't have any defense when that happens. The ball's not rolling into fairway, into, you know, through fairways into the rough areas. And the USGA, the last couple of years since, you know, Shea has taken over, they've really kind of scaled it back a little bit on the degree of difficulty.
Yeah, except the rough, they haven't been able to cut the rough. The rough it's longer than they wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's not going to stop growing over the next few days.
And they got that progressive rough, you know, where they got a first cut, a second cut, which is semi-punishing. They can't get the moors in there. They can't get in there. So it's going to be...
nasty.
Yeah. It's going to be Carnoustie all over again.
Going to have some lost balls out there.
Oh, there might be some lost caddies. But it's going to be... All right. It's going to be a different U.S. Open.
We got only a few seconds, right? Who do you like? Not Tiger. Can't like Tiger.
I can't pick Tiger. I'm picking somebody else. Graham McDowell.
Wow, good choice.
Yeah. Drives the ball better than anybody in the world right now.
I like him too.
And if he can hole some putts, putting's his weakness. If he can hole some putts, it's all over.
You like Kuchar here too?
I think so. He doesn't hit it that straight.
Oh, no?
He's not as accurate as people come to think. Great putter, though.
Stricker? The game's not there right now.
Yeah, but you never know.
But Stricker can.
He's got one of those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice to see you. Look beautiful, by the way.
Thanks, yeah.
It's a shame you didn't buy that suit.
That's a great looking jacket.
It's got to be back, too. This is the kind of jacket you got to wear shades.
You have to. That's Miami Beach, baby.
Rob Becker, Jack Hardigan, Glenn Healy, Jeff Hunt, Carrie Kaplan, all coming up on Primetime. Stick around.